The internet's trust stack has a debt problem. A researcher posting under the handle AllCVA has successfully factored the RSA private keys of a certificate authority from the 1990s, a feat that sounds like historical curiosity until its forward-looking implications come into focus. The technical write-up published at McFerrin Ka is careful and methodical. The researcher exploited weak entropy generation during the original key creation, a vulnerability sometimes called the GCD attack. When two RSA keys share a prime factor due to flawed randomness, both private keys can be efficiently computed, collapsing the mathematical premise on which RSA security rests. The direct harm from cracking a decades-old CA is probably limited, those certificates long since expired. But the indirect message cuts deep. Certificate transparency logs, a relatively modern addition to the public key infrastructure ecosystem, now provide a structured historical dataset that researchers can mine for weaknesses that went undetected for 30 years. The trust infrastructure underlying HTTPS, code signing, and secure email was built in layers, each assuming the layer below it was sound. A companion piece from Jin Dev, which drew 249 points and 231 comments, argues that known fixable security problems exist across a surprising fraction of deployed software and infrastructure, not exotic zero days but basic hygiene failures, and that the window for addressing them proactively is closing as automated exploitation tooling and AI-assisted attack capabilities. When a researcher can reach back and find structural flaws in those foundations, it raises uncomfortable questions about what other assumptions have been carried forward without examination, become more widely available. The RSA story is almost a perfect illustration of its thesis. These keys existed, they were technically breakable, and the fact that public demonstration took this long does not mean private exploitation wasn't already underway. A third story completed the arc. An Arxiv paper titled Trusting Trust Attack Against an Entire Linux Distribution, posted with a score of 214, revisits Ken Thompson's famous 1984 Turing Award lecture, Reflections on Trusting Trust, but applies it at distribution scale. Thompson's original insight was that you cannot trust code you haven't written yourself, because the compiler compiling your code might be compromised, and auditing the compiler is no guarantee either. The paper reportedly demonstrates this attack working not just against a single binary or package, but across the full dependency chain of a Linux distribution. Comments in the Hacker News thread noted that reproducible builds, a priority for projects like Debian and Nix, represent the most direct technical response. If you can independently reproduce a binary from source and obtain the same hash, you can at least verify the build process wasn't tampered with at a specific point in time. Three stories, one uncomfortable convergence. The internet's security model has accumulated debt quietly, and servicing it requires a level of coordinated industry effort that has not historically materialized.